been a big fan of Demi Lovato. I love her music. I love her as a person. I've interviewed her a bunch of times. She's sweet. She's genuine. She's kind. She's not that like Hollywood pop star kind of phony. I've told you this before. She travels with her fans because she's so grateful to them. So I like her, but she's making it hard. I'm sorry. She came out as non-binary. So I like them very much. Demi Lovato is somebody that I like very much. Mm-hmm. However, they are making it hard to be on their side because if you remember just recently, they were offended by a tiny yogurt shop who was offering sugar-free yogurt. And they had posted on their Instagram something to the effect of, I went to this yogurt shop. I had to get past all the sugar-free and low-fat and low-sugar stuff just to get to the ice cream I was looking for. You know, diet culture is getting out of hand, and enough with diet culture. And she was getting down on diet culture and the sugar-free movement. They were getting down on diet culture and the sugar-free movement. I apologize. It's new.
Hard. Yeah.
No. Well, it's new. Demi Lovato is only just come out as non-binary. So I have to, and I've talked about them for so many years, I have to get my mind around changing pronouns when talking about Demi Lovato. So I apologize that I have slipped up a couple of times. So anyway, big fan of them in general. However, they were just being interviewed and it's come out that they are being sponsored by Diet Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar. And they were seen standing in front of a step and repeat that said Diet Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar all over it, holding a microphone with the mic flag that says Diet Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar. And if they are going to come out against diet culture, but then they're going to, as people on Twitter were saying, line their pockets
with diet culture,
with diet culture, you know, it's, I think the height of hypocrisy is the fact that they went after this little mom and pop yogurt shop who was just trying to appeal to people that have diabetes and can't have sugar, or there was like non-dairy for people like me that have celiacs that can't have dairy, you know, whatever. I think that if you're going to bully a little tiny yogurt shop, then don't go stand in front of Diet Dr. Pepper sugar-free and tell us that that's who your sponsor is. It's like, now I have to question them again. It's like, I love you, but I hate stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And it's hard to remember them, her, because I was listening to an interview with Drew Barrymore, and she was talking about Elliot Page, and she kept saying her and she. So, and they're friends.
Right.
You know, they hang out together. So it's really hard to get that straight in your head. So I can see where people are going to have a problem with saying things like that.
Well, it is when you know somebody and they're famous and you've talked about them for, I mean, I've talked about Demi Lovato for, you know, 10, 11 years or so. Like, I mean, I've been in entertainment news for so long, and Demi Lovato has been a big part of that because, you know, they started out very young. So Demi Lovato was part of, you know, Disney culture and the, you know, young pop culture, young pop music. So it's not like they're brand new to the scene, so it's easy to remember they and them.
Shouldn't we come up with a new word, though, instead of they and them, because it's not correct English? That's where the hard part is trying to say they when I'm talking about Elliot Page, when it's not a they because it's singular, not plural. Mm-hmm. So that's where you get caught up.
The problem is, as far as the English language goes, there's nothing non-offensive. So if I don't identify as male or female, there's really no word for what that identity is. If I'm not a he and I'm not a she, the only thing we have left are it and they, and I'm not an it because I'm a human being.
I think it's easier for people to understand it if we came up with a totally new term and not correct English. And that's coming from me. You know?
Right.
You know, it's hard to tell somebody in their 70s that I'm a they now. They're not going to understand. They're like, I don't understand that. You can't. And it's hard for when it's Drew Barrymore's having a hard time with it and she's friends with Elliot Page, the whole world's going to have problems.
Well, that's why it's best to just call people by their names. Like when I refer to Demi Lovato, I tend to just say Demi Lovato or Demi said or Demi thought, or because, you know, Demi is still Demi. You know, I mean, it's whether they're a they or a them, they're still Demi Lovato. So I try just to use someone's name.
And that makes a lot more sense.
Because it's, yeah, because the other problem is if you're talking about something, you know, like I talk about them and them, I could also be referring to lots of people.
Yeah, so. Them are you and Joe. That's them. Are we going out with them tonight?
We do need a new word. We need a word that defines a non-binary person that is a positive, loving word that is maybe...
Yeah, we make up a word, and it's a new word, and it's a light, fun word, and then everybody uses it.
Yeah, we came up with selfie.
Right.
You know, we could come up with something that is...
And if you called yourself selfie, at least that's correct English.
It's a good point.
But when you're saying they and them, I get confused. I don't know if there's two Elliot Pages or two whoever's.
Well, no, you know it's one person. But I see what you're saying.
But it's still, it's when you say it, it doesn't sound right.
Or we have to keep saying they and them until it sounds right, until we feel like it makes
then
sense
we have to
say
they and them when it comes to two people.
I think that's the problem, because she and her is very specific. She and her, we always know what we're talking about. They and them can be used so many different ways. If we're talking about a group of people, they're they. But if we're talking about Demi Lovato and Elliot, see, Demi Lovato and Elliot Page together is a they.
I'm fine with that.
Right. But what's interesting is if they're alone, they're still a they. And that's why people get confused.
No, it drives me nuts in the South because people don't say, I'm going to go get my driver's license.
What do they say?
They say, I'm going to go get them.
Huh.
I'm going to go get them. You're going to get what? My license. Why is it an M? Why is it them? It has made me insane since I moved here because they always call license them. So now you're calling people that it's not correct. It just makes my head hurt. And I'm the one is for the worst English ever, but I'm the one saying it doesn't sound right to me.
Yeah, no, you're right. We need like a new word.
Because it's like we're calling you a group. I don't think that's right either. They're part of that group, them group, you know?
So something that's neither he nor she, but is both he and she.
Together.
Hesh.
I'm fine with that. If we can all get behind it and just say, hat, whatever. Put them both together. Put him and her together and whatever that comes up with. Go with it. But stop saying they and them, because it makes no sense and it makes my head hurt. You know, and I guarantee my parents will not know the hell you're talking about. My parents are going to think you're a moron.
Not my parents, because my parents live in New York and they're used to it at this point. In fact, I remember we had the first conversation when Asia Kate Dillon from Billions came out as gender non-binary. That was the first I had heard of it in pop culture. And the thing that's interesting about it, and this is, you know, see, this is the question. We didn't ask Cornelia what her pronouns were. We just assumed that Cornelia is a she, our guest tonight.
Yeah.
So I think that's one of the things now that you're supposed to ask people. You're not supposed to assume just because you're looking at them.
Why can't we just call her Cornelia?
Well, we did. We called her Cornelia.
Why can't we just call her Cornelia? We don't have to put a stamp on her.
We said her like 19 times just now.
Exactly. See, it's all confusing. That's why I don't like it. I like none of this. Just call that person Cornelia.
Anyway, the bigger issue is that Demi Lovato is a real hypocrite, and people are very upset. People are very upset with them right now because they ragged on diet culture, and yet they are making money off of diet culture. One person said, LOL, so now she composed with a zero sugar drink. Another tweeted alongside that with the speak no evil and thinking face emojis. But it's interesting. Everybody used she on there. Nobody used they and them when they were pointing out Demi Lovato's hypocrisy.
Because everybody didn't get the memo. You know, it just came out a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Nobody got the press release. You know, we just heard about it from you. If I didn't hear about it from you, I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't have known. Yeah.
No. And people would look at me like I got six heads if I'm calling them or her. I'm so confused.
I find it interesting that Elliot Page decided to go with gender non-binary because this is just my friends. All of my friends who have transitioned, they spent so much time in the other gender. They are so proud to be in their new gender that they use those gender pronouns. So my friends who were male that are now female, they love she and her. They in their brain, they were she and her their entire lives. And now that their body finally reflects the she and her they feel inside. You know, my really good friend Sam was on the show a couple of weeks ago. Sam is a trans man. Sam has been he and him. Sam would never consider being a they and them because Sam worked very hard to transition to a he and him. So I find that very interesting that Elliot Page, who was born female but transitioned to male, is embracing the they and them and not embracing the he and him like a lot of
trans
people tend to do.
Yeah, I think Elliot Page is identifying more as a him, though.
No, that's what I'm saying. No, Elliot Page is a trans man.
Yeah, he's a man because he's got photos now of him with a shirt off.
No, no, that's what I'm saying. But he doesn't. But they are identified as gender non-binary, which I'm just saying I find that fascinating.
But how
does because
he identify himself?
No, they. But Elliot Page identifies as gender non-binary, they and them, which is that's my point.
Right.
That for my friends,
so hard to be a he. He should wear that as a crown.
That's what a lot of my trans friends have done and have always said that they were born in the wrong body and spent their whole lives with that struggle. So they finally have the body that reflects what they feel. So they over embrace. They love the fact that they're finally the she, her, or he, him that they've always felt like they were inside. So I'm just saying that I find it interesting and fascinating that Elliot Page, who went through the same struggles, transitioned and embraced the gender non-binary. Which, you know, everyone's identity is different, but that's just what I'm, you know, that's just the point I'm making is that
somebody like Chaz Bono is going to be a him. He worked so hard.
But that's my point.
Chaz Bono.
Right. That's my point.
That we don't know anything different now. We only see Chaz as a guy.
Right. And I'm saying because Chaz Bono grew up in the public eye with famous parents. That's in case you don't know, that's Cher's son. And Cher's son, who was born female, was trotted out as a little girl all over television. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that was part of his struggle that's, you know, he was made to wear these frilly, pretty little feminine outfits, but inside that's not who Chaz was. So I think it's harder when it's public. I think, you know, everyone's struggle is private. But when your struggle is put out there for the world to see, I think it's even more difficult. But I just think, I mean, I'm just saying, I think the good thing about Elliot Page, and this is the thing that I guess their friends like Drew Barrymore need to get used to, Elliot Page is helping change the narrative and getting people used to the they-them identity so that we say it very comfortably without having to think about it.
Yeah,